Now, some people don't mind at all. Other people are really concerned. But a no-deal Brexit is a realistic possibility. And the latest report suggests that the Republic of Ireland would have to build border inspection posts. Now, they already have border inspection posts at the likes of Dublin Airport, to Dublin Port and down at Shannon Airport as well. But these BIPs, as they call them, would have to be installed closer to the point of entry from Northern Ireland, so border crossings would have to be well and truly symbolised by border inspection posts. And what would it involve, and how worried and concerned should people be? Let me speak to Stuart Dixon from the Alliance Party. Stuart Dixon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed, Stuart. How concerned, or are you concerned at all, that there would be additional border inspection posts, considering they already have them at Dublin Airport, Dublin Port and Shannon Airport?
Well, yes, of course we would be, because this is about, and this the report from the Department of the Economy today, written by revenue and customs experts, is all about exporting food products from small and medium-sized businesses in Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland. And that's a free-flowing market all day, every day. Vehicles pass backwards and forwards across the border, delivering everything from yogurts to bread and all sorts of items of food. And what this report is saying is that if there was a no-deal Brexit, then all of that food will have to be stopped at the border and will have to be inspected to ensure that it complies with EU regulations. It's as simple as that, and as complex as that, and as daunting as that for small and medium-sized businesses who today have a free and open border and can take their goods anywhere they like on the entire island of Ireland and indeed beyond into the whole of the European market.
Okay, Stuart Dixon, do stay with me. Sammy Wilson from the DUP is also available to speak to us. Sammy, it sounds like a disaster.
Well, first of all, the Department of the Economy may have produced a report of this nature. The European Union only yesterday was reported as saying that that actually wouldn't be the case, and they would do all of this through technology. The technology they're now admitting is available, that inspections could be done away from the border, as Michel Barnier indicated about 6 months ago, would happen in the event of a no deal. So, you know, I think that, first of all, you've got to understand that there's contradictory reports from different bodies. But we have always maintained that just as you can have inspections away from the border at present, there's absolutely no reason why inspections can't take place either where there are regular movements at the point of exit. So, for example, if it's the dairy industry, there are only one or two providers anyway, so the inspections can be done at their premises. And in the case of where there's more diverse suppliers, then that can be done through other means and through the imposition of similar regulations.
But if we're not sure, is it worth taking the risk on a no-deal Brexit? Is it worth risking the industry of Northern Ireland?
Well, I mean, first of all, nobody's wanting to take the risk of a no-deal Brexit. That's one of the reasons why we're saying that UK negotiators should start getting tough with the EU to ensure that we get a fair deal. So far, we have avoided having a fair deal simply because the Prime Minister and the civil servants who she appointed to the negotiations have rolled over to every demand that the EU has made. And if the new Prime Minister, whoever that happens to be, goes in there demanding a fair deal for Britain, but using, and don't forget, we need to have the threat of being able to walk away from the negotiations, using that threat and using it in a credible way, then I believe that the issue of a no-deal Brexit will disappear anyway.
But would you support Boris Johnson if he follows through with a no-deal Brexit?
I would support Boris Johnson on the basis of what he has said so far, that he would use all of the negotiating leverage that we still have in our hands. And don't forget, it is considerable. There's the leverage of the money, which the EU wants from us. There's the leverage of the trade, which the EU needs with us because they have a trade surplus with us. There's the negotiating leverage of the EU not wanting further disruption to their own economies, because don't forget, we kind of focus on what happens here in the UK. The same is happening on the other side of the EU, where people facing uncertainty, are not investing, that they're worried about the future, etc. So that's negotiating leverage as well. You want normalisation of relations fairly quickly? Well, let's get a deal done. And I believe that using that kind of pressure on the EU will avoid having to have a no-deal scenario and will ensure that we get a deal which does not disadvantage the UK in the way the current deal doesn't, and certainly won't wreck the Northern Ireland economy the way the current deal would do.
Stuart Dixon, what do you say to Sammy Wilson on his analysis?
The deal has already been done. The former Prime Minister, I think she's still the temporary Prime Minister today, has already agreed a backstop. That has been agreed between the United Kingdom government and the EU, and that's what best protects Northern Ireland. It best protects its businesses and its industries. And it's disingenuous for Sammy to say that there are only a couple of food businesses that cross the border every day. There are hundreds of food businesses and companies, small and medium-sized companies, artisan companies that make food products. I understand that something like a litre of milk can cross the border a dozen times a day in its processing and packaging. All of those things are going on, and they are a seamless flow across the border. That's what the backstop is provided for. And any interference, any impediment that is put in their place would fail industry, would fail business, and most of all, would fail people who are in those jobs, people who depend on those jobs for their income and supporting their families. There is no electronic solution, because if there was one, we would know about it now. It would be up and running in lots of countries, but there isn't an electronic solution to the border. And particularly in respect of this Department of the Economy report, what we're being told is now there are two areas that we'll have to have on-the-border inspection. One is food as it passes across the border from Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland. And if we are, if we crash out of the EU, then that will be food going into the EU. But not only that, there will also be live animal exports to have to be dealt with, and that's already been admitted, will require inspection points as they enter and leave from the United Kingdom into the European Union. All of those things are impediments. I'm not in the business of putting impediments in front of business. I'm in the business of trying to keep us in the largest market that Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom can trade in with the EU. That, for me, seems to be the best place for it. And Northern Ireland has carved out a very special place as a result of the negotiations which Theresa May undertook, and we have secured a backstop, which puts us in a very privileged position, not a difficult position.
And finally, Sammy Wilson, Labour are calling on MPs generally to support a motion that will ensure that Parliament blocks any no-deal Brexit. Would you support them on that issue?
We'll be opposing that motion today, and I believe that it's a badly thought-out motion, and it's one which is designed to ensure that the EU has the upper hand in any negotiations with any future Prime Minister. Could I just take some of the points?
Why do you think it's bad? Why do you think it's bad for Northern Ireland?
Well, I think it is bad for Northern Ireland because in the absence of being able to walk away from the deal, Northern Ireland is going to be stuck with the disastrous deal, which I don't think Stuart quite understands that the Prime Minister has negotiated. Because let's just look at what the deal that the Prime Minister has negotiated will do to the Northern Ireland economy. First of all, it will ensure that the most expensive form of trade restrictions and trade monitoring will take place between Northern Ireland and GB, because what's called wet stamp restrictions, in other words, every movement will have to be inspected on a bit of paper stamp. The Chancellor of Exchequer has said it will be a very expensive way of monitoring trade between Northern Ireland and GB. Northern Ireland firms will not be able to take part in any trade negotiations and any trade benefits which the UK may have with third-party countries after we leave the EU, because we will have to regard the UK as a third country when it comes to trade, and will be tied to the EU position, not to the UK position when it comes to those trading deals. And the effect of that will be to cut us off from our main market in GB. Don't forget, our market with the Irish Republic is very, very small, but our market with GB is immense. 60% of our trade goes to GB, and that, if we don't have the option of a no deal, then we're going to get stuck with that deal, and that is a real disaster for the Northern Ireland economy.
And I did say finally, but you were accused there of misunderstanding Stuart Dixon. And so I'll give you 20 seconds just to reply, and then we'll have to draw a line.
Sorry,
Stuart. I'll give you 20 seconds just to reply to what Sammy was saying. Oh, so unfortunately, Stuart's line's gone down. Sammy Wilson and Stuart Dixon, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. 0289 0333 105.